Call this meeting to order. Today is Wednesday, October 15th at 5:30 p.m. This is a regular meeting of the Board of Directors. As always, we are going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'm going to ask Director Green to lead us this evening in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Stands to the flag, United States of America, which is stand under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Yes. Roll call, Director Amezcua.
Present.
Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Green.
Here.
Director Jung.
Jung's present. Thank you.
Director Meeks.
Here.
Director Nguyen.
Here.
Director Sheldon.
Here.
Director Tran.
Here.
Director Wigand.
Here.
Director Yeo.
Here.
We have a quorum with 10 directors present.
Great. Our first item is we're going to award the Employee of the Quarter, and I'll let Mr. Kennedy take that over.
Yeah, Mr. President, we would like to recognize Senior Lab Analyst and Data Scientist Andrew Hong from our lab, and Yana Safarik will introduce him.
Good evening. So it is my great pleasure to introduce Andrew Hong, sitting over there, as the Orange County Water District Employee of the Quarter. Andrew was nominated in recognition for his exceptional initiative, dedication, and outstanding contribution to both R&D and to the district. As a senior laboratory analyst and data scientist, he consistently brings innovation, collaboration, and strong focus on his practical results to everything he does. Andrew is getting this award because he truly stepped up when a couple of R&D team members were out for a couple of months. He stepped out without hesitation and took on these additional responsibilities in addition to his regular tasks, which he continued to perform and to excel at. He maintained critical pilot systems at the Engineering Research Center. He also led extensive field work for the USBR PFAS study that we have. And because of this, these projects continued to go on because, and if he did not step up, they would have been delayed. So Andrew's professionalism, teamwork, and really positive audit attitude make him an invaluable part of R&D and district. So please join me in congratulating Andrew.
Congratulations, Andrew. Now's your time to shine, sir.
Sure. Thank you. As everybody knows, OCWD is a world-class organization, so super happy to just be working here. I just came back from a conference in Reno, and OCWD is like a household name in the entire water industry. Everybody knows that. And, if I can contribute to even a small part of that, I'm happy. So I just want to thank everybody, the board, John, all the management here, also my managers, Yana and Megan. Thank you.
Great. If the board can join me, we'll present Andrew his certificate here together.
Box. Roger, you want to?
We'll do a few here. One, two, three. One, two.
All right.
Congratulations.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is whether or not we have any items received too late to be agendized, and I know the answer is yes. Tomorrow, the Eastern Municipal Water District is celebrating their 75th anniversary, and we would like to present them a resolution, but we need to bring it onto the agenda in order to have the directors sign this commemorative resolution. So could I have a motion to bring this onto the agenda this evening?
So moved.
I'll second.
Great. And if you can call the roll, please.
Roll call. Director Mezqua.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Jung.
Jung's a yes.
Director Meeks.
Yes.
Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Tran.
Yes.
Director Wiegand.
Yes.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
That motion carries unanimously.
Great. And now I need a motion to actually pass the resolution honoring their 75th anniversary.
So moved.
Second.
Great. If you'll call the roll, please.
Roll call. Director Mezqua.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Jung.
Jung's a yes.
Director Meeks.
Yes.
Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Tran.
Yes.
Director Wiegand.
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
That motion carries with 10 votes unanimous.
Great. And I should mention that this is going to be presented tomorrow morning. And if you're not here to sign it, the clerk will affix your signature for you. Now's the time for visitor participation. Would any members of the public like to address us on items that are not on the agenda but within our subject jurisdiction? Seeing or hearing none, we'll move on to the consent calendar, which consists of items 1 through 21. I would like to make a brief statement that on item 13, per government code 1091.5A9, it involves the County of Orange, of which I am an employee, but I do not have a financial interest in this item. So I just need to disclose that. Would anybody like to pull an item?
Move the consent calendar.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, if you can call the roll, please.
Roll call. Director Mezqua.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Jung.
Jung, aye.
Director Meeks.
Yes.
Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Tran.
Yes.
Director Wiegand?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
That carries with 10 unanimous votes.
Great. That brings us to matters for consideration, item 22, which is the City of Anaheim's proposed OC Riverwalk Memorandum of Understanding.
Yeah, Mr. President, Chris Olson will present this to the board.
Great.
Thanks, Sean. Good evening, President Bilodeau, members of the board. This is Riverwalk Draft MOU. What we call last month, we brought the draft MOU from the city to the Property Management Committee. And tonight, I'm going to walk through some of the key points of that MOU, as well as our proposed revisions. We're going to start off with the image of the overview of the site. At the top here is our Burris Basin. The red line outlines the project as a whole. For your information, the reason why it goes further into Burris is so it connects to the existing trail, the walkway for pedestrians and cyclists. It's known as the Five Coast Trail. I zoom in a little bit closer to see the actual impoundments. There's two rubber dams in the river. There's a GWS outlet structure at the south end of Burris Basin that's to put water into the river for the impoundments, for the recreational facilities. But also, we would have an outlet structure going into Burris Basin for our use. So I will jump into the MOU key elements. So this is not legally binding. This MOU sets a framework to guide future planning and negotiations. It allows for establishing joint committees to discuss issues for joint use of the facilities. Allows for a joint development plan to be drafted by both parties to ensure the standards in the MOU are followed. Both parties will jointly establish the boundaries and recreational uses. And then, of course, there will be final agreements that would detail the responsibilities and costs. In the MOU, there are responsibilities listed, both for Anaheim and OCWD. These are Anaheim's responsibilities. Anaheim will be the lead agency for design, permitting, funding, and CEQA. They will also be responsible for securing the permits, funding, design, and access, actually construct the project, any modification of our facilities they'd be responsible for. They would maintain and secure project facilities, excluding the maintenance of the impoundments, which would be on us for the O&M. They would cover the insurance during and after construction. They would ultimately transfer the ownership of the impoundments to us and reimburse OCWD for all O&M costs for the impoundment facilities and provide funding for future replacements. Now, there's a list for OCWD also, and that would be that we provide public access through our property, that we would own and operate the impoundment facilities. OCWD would cover the permits and regulatory compliance for those impoundments. We would manage the water levels and the release of waters via the rubber dams. And we would collaborate on signage and display, just like we did at the Five Coast Trail. So as mentioned, and in the packet tonight is the draft MOU, but it also has our revisions, our proposed revisions. So these are the proposed key revisions. In section three, it starts off talking about parties jointly establishing boundaries and recreational uses. We want to add to the end, and shall include compensation for potential recreational activities. In section 5A, it talks about what Anaheim's responsible for. We want to add that they be responsible during and after construction of the project to fully indemnify and hold OCWD harmless from any and all liability associated with the project, where such liability is not the result of OCWD's sole negligence. Section 5B is a list of what Anaheim will provide to OCWD. We want to add that Anaheim would provide property access rights for OCWD to access, when appropriate, river impoundment facilities. Next one, for the reimbursement of annual O&M costs, we want to delete as agreed between the parties. Next one, delete funding and start off with all costs associated for future replacements of the impoundment facilities would be Anaheim's responsibility. We want to add reimbursement of the value of water lost from the impoundments. And finally, we want to add reimbursement for all costs associated to comply with CEQA, to obtain and maintain regulatory permits for discharge to the river and other regulatory actions necessitated by the project, including but not limited to monitoring wells and recurring annual fees. So those are the highlights of what our revisions, proposed revisions are. The recommendation tonight is to direct staff to provide those revisions, the MOU revisions, to city staff.
Great. Thank you. Board members, any comments or questions? Yes.
This does not seem to reflect what was discussed in the property committee. If you go back to the changes, starting with the recreation, I believe the committee had discussed that there wasn't money in recreation. And to have that in there, I'm not sure what that means or what the intent of that phrase is.
Yeah, we are talking about the last sentence added.
To section three, yes.
Yeah. We got together after the committee meeting. We just thought that was something the committee had wanted us to add to that existing paragraph, but it could be removed if the board's uncomfortable with it.
I'm
just talking about how the money would move from any recreational activities.
So if the area is open for walking, a recreational activity, are we compensating OCWD for that? If the area is open for a concert, you know, it is a recreational use that the city is developing there, and we're not anticipating making money on this. I mean, it will be very, very expensive to operate this. There will be no excess revenue coming off of this. So I'm concerned with this language in here.
Yeah, the intent was it would be for paid activities, if there are any. And somehow we would have to account for expenses incurred. And if there was a net revenue, how would that be shared? Definitely a detail that we're going to talk about in the future and not absolutely necessary at this stage with this document.
I think it's just misleading in this document.
Okay.
I don't know how the rest of the board feels.
Yeah, I was thinking that the discussion kind of went in the direction that we would memorialize it, be future discussions regarding that topic, because we don't really know. And maybe that's more appropriate. But why don't we see, can I go to the other directors now, or you have more? Okay. Why don't we go to Director Tran? Just go down the list here.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. I tend to agree with Director Meeks on specifically on the word compensation. However, we did talk about potential activities that will make money, whether it's going to be at a profit or a loss, that's beside the issue. I think the intent, and this reflects, I believe, Director Sheldon's thinking and belief, strong belief, that we should be able, as a water agency providing our resources, if the city of Anaheim is, lease out a service or a recreational activity to a vendor. Now the question will be, will OCWD have a percentage in that or not? I think that's a fair question to ask. And it should be formalized in some form or another. Maybe it's kayaking, maybe an organization coming in to lease an activity, or a contract, a vendor providing a recreational type of service, boating service, whatever. Where does OCWD fit in? As appropriate. And that needs to be addressed. The language compensation may be too strong or maybe misleading even. So I think maybe the language, something related to quote unquote financial incentive for money making activities, if any, should be considered somewhere in the MOU. That's my thinking.
Okay.
Jeremy has it.
Yeah, I don't know if this, Mr. President, if this will assist or not, but we could add the clarification. You could say, and shall include compensation for potential revenue-generating recreational activities. That would seemingly address the point that Director Meeks made about it would need to be something where it's actually generating revenue, and that would be statement of intent to include compensation for that.
Yeah, net revenue as opposed to gross revenue.
May I, Mr. President? This is Dina.
Yeah, sure, Director Nguyen. Go ahead.
Yes, I do agree with Director Meeks that the language is vague currently. When we mention revenue, I think that we should say revenue after expenses, or possibly revenue from third parties, like Director Tran has mentioned. So maybe we can be more specific on that, so that it doesn't sound like any revenue coming in, we would get a share of it. But it should be after costs and expenses and any net income, like staff just mentioned. I am agreeable with the MOU the way it is, other than the language Director Meeks pointed out too. It's a little vague. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Sheldon.
Thank you, Mr. President. It sounds like this broad memorandum of operation or letter of intent or what have you, whatever we're calling it, is kind of now going to more of a quasi-binding agreement where setting some specific terms for this negotiation, and I thought this was going to be a lot more general, and it wouldn't have any effect, and it would come back in many years. It really was just a very generic, and I'm, you know, hearing from my colleague, Director Meeks, that concern over, you know, the compensation. So, I mean, this is taking a lot stronger shape than I understood it was supposed to, and I'm not necessarily against that, but that just seems different than what I understood that this was going to be, because they really, the board at that time and people discussing can really do what they want to and bring back whatever document they want. I don't know if we have giving any binding instructions. This is all non-binding, no, all non-binding. And if I may, Mr. President, I'd just like to ask a question of our general counsel while I'm thinking of it. This is a non-binding agreement and no obligation to go forward with any other agreement. Is that not correct, Mr. General Counsel Jeremy?
You are correct, Director Sheldon. It's intended to be non-binding. It's essentially a framework.
Okay. And in regards to the compensation for recreational activities, that's really been one of the main points of conversation. And what's not addressed is who is going to manage the recreation and be in charge of it. We left that. Is that still to be negotiated, that it could be either party, or is anything to be inferred? Is there anything inferred from this that one, the city or the district would be doing that? Or is that left open and unspecified in this agreement? I guess again, that's a question for our staff or for our general counsel. Is that open, or is that something that's specified?
Yeah, I would say it's still pretty open, Director Sheldon.
And that was the intent, just because there's so much more that needs to be done. So it's intended to be open-ended. So we could tweak the language of paragraph 3 to memorialize the direction we're getting from the board right now, for sure.
And you can include that the recreation is there is no determination on that.
Yeah, we could.
And so in relation to what Director Meeks had raised, you could say that the compensation would be, I think as Director Tran suggested, Director Bilodeau and Nguyen, on just what, if they're charging, what would be the net, or and what would be the proper amount that the district would make if it was the city running that event, which is yet to be determined. It could be the city or it could be the district running. So if it's the district running events, would we equally be potentially enter into an agreement that we would give the city some of that revenue?
Potentially, that would be to be determined.
That seems to me to be something that would probably come up in that conversation at the next stage if I was the city. And do we want to have, while we're kind of laying out these parameters, do we want to, what if the city wanted to have people, you know, do any golfing with golf balls into the water? Would we want them to do that in light of our Islands Golf tenant?
We probably would not want that just in the operation of the facility, and that would complicate the district recharging water.
But setting that aside, would we want it?
It would be a competitor with one of our leases, so
right?
Maybe not.
Yes. Or maybe a section set aside for fishing. Would we want that? I don't think so. And then the same thing goes for our other, all of our other recreational uses now and in the future. So I think if the board would agree, we'd want some language that they're, you know, and I don't think the city would want us doing things that might somehow compete with what they're offering to the public. I think it would go both ways. So maybe some language that states that, you know, there'd be an agreement that whatever recreational was done by either party, that it wouldn't compete with what's going on already by the other party.
No, there's definitely a lot more to come in the future.
Okay.
Here.
Well, then,
yeah,
that's right. So, but I guess just okay. But I'm confirming that the recreational is not decided. There is no direction from our board at this time, or from the city.
Yeah, as Jeremy indicated, we could just strike that and leave that open-ended for future negotiations.
Out the change, Section 3 says that.
Right. Yeah,
we got
it. It says the parties will jointly establish the boundaries and recreational uses. That's what the MOU is saying, and we're going to work together to do this.
Right. So I think if we struck the red line language, it would, it sounds like it would achieve what I'm hearing from the board members.
Yeah, I agree. So perhaps we should strike out that the green section of Section 3. I think that will satisfy all the parties.
Mr. Chair, do you need a motion? I'll make a motion.
Actually, I have one question, though, before we do that. Can you back up one slide, Chris? We talk about provide public access through OCWD property. And then if you could back up two more slides where we have the map. You can go forward one. Very little of this is owned by OCWD, right? So I don't want the public to misunderstand. The only rights away that the OCWD owns, I think, is north of that railroad bridge, which is on the right, a little right there. Yeah. So just that little sliver OCWD owns. Everything else, we're just going to provide water. I believe the Orange County Flood Control District owns the rights away south of that railroad bridge. Just for clarification. So that's all my questions. So Director Meeks, did you want to proffer a motion on this?
I will move approval with the removal of that clause.
In Section 3. Okay, we have a motion.
And I'll second.
Great, we have a motion and a second. If you can call the roll, Madam Clerk.
We'll call Director Amezcua.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Jung?
Jung's an aye.
Director Meeks? Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Wiegand?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
That motion carries with 10 yes votes with all directors present.
Great. That brings us to the SOPA update. I did participate in the SOPA meeting on October the 7th, and we did have one somewhat contentious item on the agenda. The Riverside County Parks Open Space District had approached the district about funding two park rangers to provide security and interact with homeless folks within their rights of way that are contiguous to the Santa Ana River. They're having a tremendous homeless problem there. And they wanted each of the five member agencies to pay 20% of that. I, in the most polite manner, told them, hell no, that in Orange County, we are contending with those issues ourselves. The County of Orange, the Sheriff's Department, and all of our cities have tremendous homeless challenges, and we're all dealing with it the best we can. And that the ratepayers in Orange County certainly weren't going to fund homeless abatement issues out in Riverside County, as that's the responsibility of the County of Riverside and the Riverside County Sheriff's Department. And I'm happy to note that I won that on a 3-2 vote. So we will not be funding homeless services in Riverside. And that was pretty much the big item on the agenda. That brings us to item number 24, which is the water resources summary.
Yes, Mr. President, that information is contained in the packet.
Great. Committee conference meeting reports. The Property Management Committee, Chair Sheldon.
Yes, it's in the packet. Thank you. I apologize.
No problem. And then we have the Communications and Legislative Committee, Chair Tran.
Committee reports also in the packet as well. Thank you.
Fantastic. The Water Issues Committee, Chair Green.
Information is contained in the packet.
And the Administration and Finance Issues Committee, Chair Yeo.
Yes, the information is contained in tonight's packet, and I just want to highlight item number 21. Our independent auditor's report indicates that they issue a modified opinion, which means that we have it was a clean audit. It's good news. Just want to share that piece of information. Thank you.
Great. Are there any reports on committees, conferences, or meetings attended at district expense by any directors this evening? Hearing none. Verbal reports. President's report. Only I'd like to report is I had the pleasure of being interviewed by Bloomberg Business News about PFAS in our attempts to recover funds to pay for our remediation efforts. General Manager's report.
Yeah, I have three quick items here, Mr. President. The first is just for the rainfall event we had yesterday. We did get 1.7 inches of rain at our gauge up in Anaheim. Right now, the water elevation behind Prado Dam is 488 feet, and the dam is holding less than 2,000 acre feet of water. So it's a start, but not a lot of water. But we're happy to get what we get. The second thing was some really good news. The Corps, the LA Corps is officially telling us they're formally using FIRO to help manage Prado Dam. So that was great to hear that they're officially doing it now. Prior to this, they were kind of experimenting with FIRO, but now they're officially using FIRO, and that should help, you know, manage the dam more precisely and result in more water for the water district. The third thing was a question. The city of Anaheim has invited the board to a tour of the OC Vibe, the Riverwalk project in Arctic on October 24th. That's a Friday. And I believe they sent an email out to everybody. It's Rick DeGreen, you got the email, right?
I did.
Okay. Now we have our property committee at noon that day. So I wasn't sure if anyone would be able to attend this. I was just trying to get a raise of hands, anybody who might. Potentially it could conflict with the property committee at 12 noon. But
I think the tour will be over by noon, and if necessary, we can create a space for those in attendance to meet and try to do it virtually, because I plan on attending the tour and the property meeting.
So you could just call in from up there.
Yeah, we can call in. We can have a space at Arctic and call in from there. There's multiple board members there.
There's a conference room there, I believe, any we could potentially use. So maybe Director Sheldon, that could be coordinated with him to conduct the meeting at Arctic.
And I encourage the board, all the board to come. We're also giving a tour to another city that's interested in doing a similar Riverwalk project. So we will be covering that primarily. I mean, we'll be started Arctic and we'll look at the OC Vibe project, but it is about the Riverwalk project and how that is going to play out and what it looks like. So be good information for the board.
Can I ask a quick question? Has the project changed? I know that John and I have.
Yeah, there's some board members that have had the tour, but we've got some new board members. And then also if they were interested in the work that's going on at OC Vibe, there's a lot of work that's already been done and continues to be done. So if you were interested in seeing any of that, it's a good opportunity.
But nothing's changed?
Nothing's changed on the project.
Director Sheldon, I see you've unmuted.
I just think could we maybe have the city check our schedule and we can reschedule this for when we don't have a meeting. It does somewhat conflict, and we have a busy calendar for the committee meeting. But
we'd be happy to schedule another date, too. This came up on my calendar as an invitation, giving this other city a tour. And I said, hey, I'd really like to get the OCWD board members out there, too. So if it is better for us to schedule a different date, we can certainly do that if we have enough board members interested in doing that.
Well, I was hoping we'd go ahead and we'd have a robust discussion about recreational activities at that tour.
Well, you have another city there on as well. Yeah. So it seems like this is important enough that we would be able to have our own presentation and conversation.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Steve, maybe you could sort this out between now and next week. And
we'll make it out. Yes, Mr. President.
I think maybe we can, I think it'd be okay if we met there on site and conducted the property meeting. We actually have another Anaheim item on the agenda at that meeting regarding the single family home we own at Mira Loma Basin. I think there's going to be some discussion about what to do with that item as well.
You could do it at the district, Mr. President. You could have the meeting here technically and set up a remote location teleconferencing so that would those who are in Anaheim could attend there. Get it either way.
Okay. Or we do have a field headquarters too, but that might just complicate things further. So, but they have really nice conference room at the Arctic station. I've been in there before, so it won't be such.
You could do that.
And we'll have to drive over there and everything. So.
And what time does it start? Friday, 9 o'clock.
Sorry.
I can't hear.
Oh, he was asking, what time is the tour?
9:30. I don't think I can do it. I can't spend 5 hours on Friday. I've got a lot I have to do. I can do the, I could.
Okay.
Or I just think, well, that'd be a long, and then there is another city there. So it just, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. We'll probably notice the Arctic station is a remote location, and those that are there that want to participate can participate remotely.
Perfect.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Hi, thank you, Mr. Chair. I agree with Director Sheldon. If we can hold our meeting there and remotely, like Jeremy had explained right now, because I think it would be great for us to be there as a board on that. I just think it'd be great for us to be alone to be able to have some conversations.
Great.
Agreed.
Okay. Mr. Kennedy, any other insightful comments tonight?
Stop there.
Great. Okay, and I'll turn it over to the general counsel.
There's no closed session tonight. Good news on that, I guess. No need for the closed session. I'll just, and one thing I'd previously brought up to the board, and that is SB 707, some significant amendments to the Brown Act. That was signed by the governor on October 3rd. So before the next board meeting, I'll have a memo to the board to get you the highlights.
Great. Director Wygand had a quick comment.
Yeah, I think on your calendars as well as the State of the San meeting, which is on Friday.
This Friday.
This Friday at Sanitation's headquarters just down the street from here.
I believe that's 11 a.m.?
11 a.m.
That's across the street, right?
Yeah, across the bridge.
At their new building.
Okay. With that, this meeting is adjourned.